The Delaware NAACP is taking the Wilmington Police Department to court, charging that the force, often in concert with state probation officers, routinely violates residents' constitutional rights to conduct searches of people, homes, and vehicles. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on the new federal lawsuit that targets a specific police program.
It's called Operation Safe Streets. Cops team up with probation officers to ensure people released from prison on supervision adhere to their conditions. But the American Civil Liberties Union says cops use this partnership to trample on the rights of probationers and those who associate with them. ACLU lawyer Dwayne Bensing says they don't follow the steps required to get permission to search people, and they search cars and homes without warrants.
Essentially, the probation officers are a Trojan horse for the Wilmington Police Department to enter homes that they would otherwise not have probable cause to enter. And then so other folks are getting wrapped up in this constant state of policing. All of the standards fly out the window when they ride along with probation officers.
Bensing said the alleged practices disproportionately target Black and Latino people.
There has to be a reasonable suspicion of criminal activity occurring. And our police department has engaged in essentially police state policing, where folks are stopped without any cause or any justification disproportionately in our Black and brown communities.
Mayor Mike Perzicki would not speak with WHYY News about the lawsuit, but said in a statement the allegations are false and, quote, offensive. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.